Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M footy.
Unbelievable!
Every minute, live. Welcome.
West Tigers have come from nothing.
Sharks have come out to
the Cowboys, Bulldogs are on fire. Roosters are giving them a training list.
Here comes South.
For Ream Hot Water. Triple M footy.
Welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL. Lots and lots of feedback about the show today. No more tweets and emails about Hoops doing the emceeing the Leichhardt Wanderers at West on Friday. He did a good job. Okay, we get it. We don't need to know any more people ringing up and rapping him how good he is. He should have his own show on Fox, someone says here. He should have his own show on Triple M, says someone else. Oh, move over Grant Denyer. I'm sure that one's a joke.
Are you worried about all your cashies, are you?
No, I'm not worried about that at all.
Are you worried the cash register jingle might start to make another appearance?
I'm not worried about that at all. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm giving you a rap.
Sounds like you're treading on his toes.
You stepped up.
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like you're taking a little bit of work.
It was a love job for the local footy club. It was a charity gig, so he wouldn't have done
it. Hey, I do plenty of charity gigs. Don't worry about that.
Charity starts at home, doesn't it?
Hoops. And Ryan Girdler joins us for the next couple of hours. Hello, Gerds.
Hello, boys. Happy birthday, Gordon.
Thank you, Ryan.
Sounds like you had a fantastic day. I can't wait till my birthday's in. What is it now? So it's where mine's in early September. So do I get the weekend off? I'll have to go and speak to Buzz because it seems like
I have
a birthday. Yeah.
Well, listen. Don't come on, Paul.
He's at work.
Kent's coattails. I'm at work. I'm just having a home game.
Yeah. Playing until half time today, are you, Gordon?
Yeah, well, that's what normally used to happen. Please. As if I put in an 80-minute performance. Yeah. You're kidding yourself.
What's been going on in your life, Gerds? Anything to report, mate?
Been a big week, actually. I'm opening a store up in Avalon, up on the Northern Beaches, on Wednesday.
I'm coming to that.
You're going to come on Wednesday. Mm. Everyone's welcome. Come up and say hello. I'll be up there, mainly because I can't find any staff. But so that's that's been keeping me busy this week. But how good, I mean, if you love rugby league, you've got to be walking around with a smile. On a Sunday after what we've seen all weekend. Mm. Six games, five of them have gone absolutely down to the wire, other than obviously the Brisbane game. And I think we're due for another cracking contest out at Penrith Park this afternoon. So what a round it's been. A couple of things caught my eye. Munster's soup strainer. Did you have a look at the mail on
Munster? Oh, it's got some volume, hasn't it? It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. That's solid. That caught my eye. And the other thing I really liked in the Brisbane game, and Seibold's obviously used some intestinal fortitude and made some big calls over the last month or so, and he put Anthony Milford back to fullback. Now, everyone's had their opinion on where he should play and what he's been able to do in the last couple of years up there at Brisbane at 5'8". And I think it's fair to say that there was at times there he was one of the best 5'8s in the game when he had his periods, but he just hasn't basically been able to continue on that consistent form. I just think players like Milford need to play in the moment. I think sometimes you give a guy like that too much to think about and he's on the field and he's worried about a game plan and you don't see the instinctiveness that he can bring. And I think when he's just out there and he's in the moment and he's present, he's as good as anyone else in the competition. And I think at fullback, you're more chance of seeing him just go out there and play that style in which we saw yesterday than, you know, he does at 5'8". And I know that, you know, the Titans didn't put up a lot of resistance yesterday and there'll be bigger tests down the track, but I like what I see with that move at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. We talked about that earlier, Gerds, about the Broncos. They've snuck into the eight, but on the back of... I mean, you've got to play everyone, don't you? But, I mean, they've beaten the team that's coming last and are in all sorts, and they've beaten the Bulldogs.
Yeah, no, and look, a lot's been said about Penrith's run as well at the moment. You know, seven in a row, and, you know, they played the Roosters and the Rabbits there when they during the Origin.
Depleted.
So it was perfect timing. But they still went on and beat them. They've obviously beaten the Dragons and the Titans of late, two sides that aren't doing particularly well either. So we get to see where the Panthers are. And in a way as well, the Raiders. I mean, they've had a bit of an easy sort of run in as well with, you know, the Tigers and the Dragons who aren't sort of in that top echelon of clubs at the moment. So I think out there this afternoon we get to see, you know, how serious these two sides are about their chances issue.
And what just what comes to mind on the back of talking about what's been going on in the clubs over the weekend, Sun Herald today, Dan Wydler, I think it is, reports that perhaps whatever happens with Jack DeBell and Hoops, he may not stay at the Dragons. Have you heard any mail about anything like that with that?
Only what I read in Danny's column this morning. Mm. That was news to me. I hadn't heard that. But he normally gets very good information, so I would suggest that...
What has the Dragons done wrong by him?
I don't know, mate. Like I said, I wasn't aware that this was a yarn up until I read it in the paper this morning.
Yeah, and apparently the Dragons are of the opinion that...
I wouldn't say the Dragons have done anything wrong, Gordy. I think they've done everything they can to try and support Jack during what's obviously been a really testing period.
Mm. Well, watch this space with that one, but that would be interesting. I mean, they've gone through all that together. Without question, it has derailed their season from round one. And now at the end of it all, and Dan Wydler, as you say, his mail's pretty precise. At the end of it, Jack DeBellin leaves the club. That is a sad ending to a very sad yarn.
It's a mess whichever way you look at it, Anthony. So from the very beginning, as you said, it's clearly had a profound effect on their season. And as a result, they sit where they do on the competition ladder at the moment.
Okay, Sunday Triple M NRL, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. What we might do now, we'll take a song, we'll come back for the award-winning segment we like to call Believe It or Not. Sunday Triple M NRL with Hoops, Girds, Hoops and Maroon and Gordy Tallis too, of course. Now, just getting a score update here, Roosters, Doggies, nil all. Yeah, he's just called back. So nil all there in that game. Mm. And we have the game for this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And, of course, that's Penrith going for 8 in a row against the Raiders. Nil all, 3 gone, Roosters and the Dogs. And right now it is time for this.
Believe it or not.
All right, so here we go. This is the segment that we have... In all honesty, we've tried to sack it. We've tried to get rid of it. We've tried to send it out to Triple M Muzzlebrook, anything. Give it to someone else. But our producer here, Chicka Charlie White.
His old man's persistent, isn't he?
Grandfather.
Is he grandfather, yeah. Is it? Oh,
okay. His grandfather's the chairman of Southern Cross Austereo, the parent company. So if Chicka says it stays, it stays. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not.
I always wondered how he got a job here.
Wonder no more. The great thing is about Chicka, our producer, is if he's got a date or something and we're calling a footy game, for some reason that night we can leave early.
That's right.
Let's wrap the game up and go. Mm. But if there's nothing going on in his life, we've got an ad break, a segment, another segment, or somebody calls in.
He's always checking Instagram. Oh, no, it's not Instagram. What is it? What's that other one that he gets?
Bumble.
Tinder.
Tinder. He's always swiping, isn't he? And if he swipes left or right and we're doing a short verdict. It works for everyone.
Yeah, no, he doesn't even need Tinder anymore. He's going that well. Mm. Anyway, this is a segment where I toss
just
these...
in away games when we go away.
Where no one knows
like that, yeah.
Believe it or not. Here we go. Let's start with you, Gordon. Believe it or not, James Maloney will dominate the Super League. Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, to go away the way he can control the game, I think it'll be suited the experience he's got. The slower version of the game over there, yes, absolutely. Maloney will be a star.
Believe it or not, Gerds.
He will be a cult hero in the south of France. They love, obviously, point scorers, and he's one of the best goal kickers that's played the game. They also, over there, they've got some really interesting traditions before games where they have actually, like, big lunches. So if they're playing in the afternoon, they'll have a big lunch and they'll get all the players there. And they'll put away a couple of glasses of red and have it like a nice big lunch
before they go and play,
especially in rugby. So I reckon if there's one bloke that can put away a couple of bottles of plonk and go and play well, it's Jimmy Maloney. I reckon they will love him over there.
Are you fair dinkum?
The French rugby side, Craig Gower, when he left and went over to France, was telling me one time, I said, how you doing over there, mate, with the rules and everything? He said, yeah, I'm coming along all right with the game. He said, I'm just really struggling to get involved sort of into some of their traditions. I said, what are they? He goes, well, we get on the piss before the game. He said, like, I'm all for getting on the piss after the game, or even the night before, but not a couple of hours. No. He said, so that's become hard. He said, and there's a drink in front of me. I can't say no to it, so I've got to indulge. So they get up to some different things. They live a different lifestyle over there, Maroon. I think he'll fit in well.
Okay, believe it or not, what about you, Hoops? James Maloney will dominate the Super League.
Yeah, for all the reasons the boys just said. And I think you look at the moment and it's Blake Austin and Jackson Hastings leading the race to be the Man of Steel. Well, with all due respect to those blokes, Jimmy Maloney's a current New South Wales State of Origin playmaker. So no question, it'll be a smash hit over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Believe it or not, the Eels' position in the eight is now safe. The Eels' position in the eight is now safe. We're going to start with you, Hoops. The Eels' position in the eight is now safe.
Wonderful segment, this segment, Anthony. I think it just got nominated for a couple of awards in Croatia and Zambia as well over the last
Well, this Triple M NRL is number one all people 10 plus in Zambia. So don't worry about that. But anyway, what do you think?
Yes, I do believe that the Parramatta Eels are on their way to playing finals football. They needed that win out at Bankwest yesterday, and it was gutsy. Their key players stood up. I thought it was a real captain's knock from Clint Gutherson. At times earlier in the year when he was in that protracted contract negotiations with the club, there were some people suggesting that perhaps, you know, he didn't quite have all the qualities that you wanted out of the best leaders in the game. But I thought yesterday when the game was tight and tense and in the balance, it was Clint Gutherson who really stood up, and it was a great captain's knock. So, yes, I think the Eels will be featuring in September, Anthony.
Gerds.
Oh, sorry. I think they're specials for the eight now. 22 points. They've got the Dragons, the Knights, the Titans, and the Dogs. Some very winnable games coming up. So I think they're pretty safe.
What about you, Gordon, in relation to Parramatta?
Yeah, they're safe now that Gerds told me who they're playing. Absolutely.
All right.
Before that, I was going to say no because you never know what Parramatta are going to toss up.
All right. We've just got a text come through here from Chicka White's grandfather, chairman of SCA, Reginald White. He says,
did he text or did he email?
No, he texted me.
Okay.
And it says,
I think he's still got a pager, that bloke.
He says to say, tell Gerds to at least quote unquote sound interested. So, Gerds, it's all over to you, mate. The next one is Mark Coyne had to resign from his position. Hoops, believe it or not.
Look, I don't believe it for what it's worth. I think Mark Coyne was a valuable member of the Independent Australian Rugby League Commission, and I don't think that he should have been forced to stand down as a result of what happened over in Singapore. But obviously other people, strong stakeholders in the game, disagreed, and that's why he had to come to the decision that was made last night, Anthony.
All right, what about you, Gerds? Believe it or not.
Well, I don't know what went on sort of behind the scenes with all the clubs and their feedback. Obviously, they felt that some of them felt that he needed to move on. I would have liked to see him just sort of shoulder and arms and just sort of hang around a little bit longer and see how the cards felt. But he felt that he needed, for the game's sake, to hand his resignation. I think it's a sad thing, but I would have liked to see him hang around.
Yeah. What about you, Gordy?
Oh, it's a tough one. I think Mark Coyne, you know, we need the game united. We need all 16 clubs on the same page. And as what Peter Beattie said before, he walked away because the game was divided and Mark loves the game and he wants it to be going forward. And so I think that Mark had to stand down the reasons that Peter Beattie said before on our show.
This is Believe It or Not, the number one radio segment in Croatia and Zambia. And the next question
in Korčula.
And where?
Korčula.
Right. Now,
where's that, Gordy?
Croatia.
Of course, Korčula.
Yeah, where Marco Polo was born.
Yes, yeah. I was going to say that.
Maroon thought you were talking about Coachella.
No, there's the music festival between Vegas and LA.
Listen to this.
Korčula.
What is he? One of the Leyland brothers now. He knows everything about travel. Righto, the premiership race is wide open. Believe it or not, James the Human Triceps Hooper.
Anthony, the human Redfern Rocket, I do believe on the back of the Manly Seagulls and that gutsy win last night that there are five teams that are capable of winning the premiership: Storm, Rabbitohs, Roosters, Raiders and Seagulls. Does that mean it's wide open?
Do you think Manly are capable of winning the premiership?
Well, mate, they just went to Melbourne and beat the Storm at Amy Park, and they've only lost two games all season up until last night. So I think the way that Desi's got them playing and the belief that that will give the current group, there's no reason they can't try and finish in the top four from here, and from there anything's possible.
Gerds, the premiership race is wide open, believe
absolutely.
It or not.
Absolutely. I totally agree with what Hoop said, and really like where the Rabbits are at the moment. I think the way they're going about their business puts them in a really good position as well. I think they're way to be happy at the moment that they're not winning by sort of 20 and 30 points. They're just going out there and they're they're winning tough, and they're finding the clubs that are finding different ways to win at this stage of the year. I think we saw that with the Raiders last week. They just defended their way to victory against the Tigers, and you need to be able to win in different ways in big games at the back end of the season. So they can add a few different things to their repertoire. Now can Manly, and that puts them in the race as well, Maroon. So I'm going to say I believe it.
Believe it or not, Gordon, the premiership race is wide open. Even your beloved Titans could come along and win it. Well, maybe not that wide open, Gordon.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't.
That's cheap.
I couldn't,
mate. Help myself. He's not here.
I couldn't help myself.
He's not here. It's his birthday.
I don't mind.
Right?
You're one of the blokes I'm talking about kicking sand in people's faces. Well, every time I get in the car, you ask me, do they have a car for a little battler from Little Bay? No, they don't. Right? No, they don't.
Sheep's okay, you keep on talking like predictable's just, you know, yeah, know. You're better than that. Well, you're better than that.
I'm all those things, and that's where I'm comfortable.
Hell, he's sweet.
You're comfortable being a dirtbag.
Yeah.
I actually think that the competition is wide open. I think the Raiders on their day can beat anybody. I think Manly proved last night, those Trbojevic's and the way Daly Cherry Evans has come back after Origin. You've got Sooley. Mate, they've got a bit of X factor there. Penrith, you know, they've won a lot of games in a row. You've got the Roosters, South and Melbourne. Yeah, I think it's open. I don't think it's a two-horse or three-horse race. I think there's a couple others that have cracked the whip and going to be there for the long haul.
Sunday Triple M NRL. That's Gordon Tallis, the birthday boy. Ryan Girdler, James Hooper. The Roosters have scored. After 11 minutes, the Roosters lead the Bulldogs 4-0. And those scores, as always, are thanks to our mates at Tyre Power. Go and see Tyre Power now, and you can buy four or more selected BF Goodrich tyres and receive a gift card up to $100. Yes, what's that?
That segment. That's it.
It's a good segment. Okay. If you want to take on the chairman of
SCA... Ryan, stop it. For five years, he brought nothing to the show, and that's what he finally brings, and you're knocking his confidence around.
Are you talking to me? this is not my segment.
Ryan, please.
Hey, mate, I'll give you the tip. You're not Robert De Niro in Taxi Driver.
This is not my
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
You little cockroach.
So what we'll do is...
He's a real cockroach.
We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk a bit of footy. But it is Gordy's. It's fun and festivities in here. Fairy bread. There's fairy bread. And there's chalky crackles. And also ice cream cake. Because it's Gordy's birthday. He's 46 today. And the Gold Coast Titans have chipped in and bought him a couple of little goodies, so we'll open a few prezzies later on and have a few birthday festivities here at Sunday Triple M NRL.
For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
Sunday Triple M NRL. Right now the Roosters lead the Dogs 6-0 thanks to Tyre Power. 15 minutes gone in that game. Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Maroon, and, of course, the birthday boy, Gordon Tallis, who's 46 yesterday. And because it's his birthday, we thought we'd do this.
Gordon Tallis's personal mastermind.
All right. Oh, I love that DJ. That's the DJ that took a photo
Fisher.
Of... Fisher.
That's Fisher. Oh, he's a champion, Fisher.
He's the one that filmed you in Mykonos running around. Yeah. Was he the one that was... Was he the one that was...
Just played in Homeland.
Did he really?
Or whatever it's called. No, Tomorrowland. Somewhere over.
I think Homeland.
Well, listen. Like when you're 46, that's not your scene.
Yeah.
Maroon.
No,
mate, so you got to stop going to Wiggles concerts, okay?
Mate, don't throw it back on me because you didn't know who Fisher was or what.
I know who he is. I forgot the concert. Oh, yeah. No, Tomorrowland.
He doesn't know where he
works.
Yeah, he's a DJ.
It changes.
Yeah. He's a DJ.
You still going to Splendor in the Grass, Maroon?
Splendor in the what?
Grass.
Oh, the grass?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'll have time to go this year, to tell you the truth. Why do you want to go? I'll go with you.
Just know you're normally
why don't you come to the Gympie Muster with me?
I might go to the Gympie Muster. When's that on?
The Gympie Muster's good, yeah. Keithy Urban normally comes out and plays, and Troy Cassadale,
right.
A couple of great Queenslanders. Troy's not.
Good Grafton boy, Troy Cassadale.
Yeah, do you know why you're supporting him? Because he's a South Sydney fan.
Of course he is. He's the real deal. Goes to a lot of South's games. Personal mastermind now. Question number one. How many tries, Gordon, this is all about you. Let's see how many questions you know about yourself. How many tries did you score in Origin?
Four.
And four is correct. All right.
Three more than Wendell. Did I just say that? That was my inner voice. Sorry, Wendell. Oh, that was your job, actually, to score.
Okay. In what year did you win the Dally M Second Rower of the Year?
Oh, shit. 99.
99 is correct.
Cha-ching.
Beautiful. All right. Here we go.
You sort of got to remember these when you only win them once. Cameron Smith would probably forget when he won them.
Who did you score your first club try against? Who did you score your first club try against? This is for two tickets to a Titans game, Gordon. Gordon, who did you score your first
Anthony,
try against?
I actually want to punch you in the face. Yeah.
Tell your story walking, baby.
You're brave from 1,000 kilometres away.
He's in our Brisbane studio.
South?
No, that is incorrect. You scored your first try against the Bulldogs in a major semi-final. So this is you haven't lost the Titans tickets yet. Believe it or not, we still have a couple.
The problem's going to be he's going to have to find someone to go with him, Maroon.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
I have a six-month-old. He's coming no matter what.
How many club first-grade games did you play, Gordon?
Well, every time I get, you know how people talk to you at luncheons like yourself, Maroon, or whatever, people say 214 or 217.
Right.
So I have two tallies that people say, so I don't know. I'd say 214.
214 is correct. And now, for two tickets to a Gold Coast Titans game.
Near you.
And a Gold Coast Titans 2017 polo shirt. Here is your question. Where were you when Nathan Brown, that's Newcastle Knights coach Nathan Brown, where were you when Nathan Brown dacked you?
St. George Sizzler.
Yeah.
In the corner of
Princess Highway. Yeah. I don't know the name of that side street. But congratulations. You know a little bit about yourself. You've got 5 out of 6 there, Gordon. Congratulations.
Well, I should, because that's all I do is talk about myself. It's pretty easy.
What prezzies did you get off your beautiful brood of family that you have now? You got
So the whole family pitched them. We got a pizza oven.
Right.
So the kids love making pizzas. So we go get some dough. And we just roll it out, and the kids make their own pizzas. And the benefit is they never complain about their food, and they always finish it.
Okay. But so that's nothing, just the pizza, nothing else to unwrap it, or just the pizza oven?
Yeah, that's it. Mm. Well, you know, I don't believe in celebrating the aging process, really.
Nah, I agree.
I didn't have an 18th birthday, didn't have a 21st, didn't have a 30th, didn't have a 40th. So why sort of start now?
Mm. Well, a pizza oven's a good present. You could take that home and put that together, and you can get the kids to throw a few pizzas in there. I gave him the tip, Gerds. Get some fresh king prawns and throw the king prawns in there.
What's the best present you've ever received, Maroon? There'll be something there that you can remember.
My family aren't that thoughtful, mate. It's normally something.
What's the best present that you've ever given?
I've given my wife a couple of cars.
Really?
That's
for her birthday?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm. That is nice.
Yeah, a couple of cars.
Not really. What sort of cars were they?
Well, one was I got this one when I was at living in Corrimal from Pemba's Winoona, the local Mitsubishi dealer. I got her a Magna.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Didn't you get her a Datsun 180B as well when you were younger?
How old do you think I am?
When you were a child of 62.
Then more recently, I bought her a Golf. Yeah. Volkswagen Golf. That's all in the past. That was 9, 10 years ago.
And what's the best present you have received, Anthony?
I'm just trying to think, mate. I don't know. I don't know what that might be if my wife's.
So you're sort of ungrateful.
No, I'm not ungrateful. Oh. Every day is a gift. Every day is a gift to me. Married to Miss Portugal, living in the promised land, Little Bay.
Little Bay Bugle.
The Little Bay Bugle. Read the Little Bay Bugle every day. Look at the whales.
There was a bit of talk in the Little Bay Bugle this week that you might have a new nickname.
Don't tell me. What is it?
Golden Gloves. Apparently Sean Timmons has dubbed you Golden Gloves after that sighting down at Maroubra Beach, and it's taken off in the eastern suburbs, particularly around Little Bay.
Well, listen, Sean Timmons is probably listening now. I'd just like to say to you, my advice to you is stay away from Sean Timmons. If Sean Timmons can successfully get into the car in the morning and find his way to work, he's off to a good start.
Sean Timmons is a champion of the game who played for New South Wales, Australia and the Dragons, and I think you should show him a little bit more respect than suggesting that.
Roosters lead the Dogs 6-0, 22 minutes gone.
And while we're on it, Charlie White has requested that we throw this out there again. He wants listeners to ring in 133353. Would you like to see and hear Maroon singing the national anthem at the Triple M Outside broadcast at the NRL Grand Final? So give us a shout. Let us know what your thoughts are. Maroon's been warming the larynx up all day. He can't wait to get out there and perform.
But just remember, what you want doesn't always happen in life. I mean, I'd like to run away with Shania Twain for a couple of weeks, but it's just not going to happen, Hoops. You know what I'm saying? So what you want in life...
Oh, we could probably organise that.
What's going to happen are often two different things.
You'd be amazed with social media now and these GoFundMe pages, Anthony, what's possible. So
they light up. Yeah. Social media's just lit up.
It has, yeah. And so they're talking... this GoFundMe page is going to raise a lot of money and we'll give it all to the Mental League.
So,
Anthony, yeah.
What chances are you of doing it? Because you've pulled out of a lot of things.
I haven't pulled out of a lot of things.
You're supposed to go and sing I'm a Roosters Man or something.
Yeah, that's one thing.
And then you created this guy, Ayrsy. And you created Ayrsy.
I did not create Ayrsy. Are you suggesting I created a man to get out of a bet, and then when it suited me, I killed him off?
Yes.
That's exactly what you did.
Exactly what
straight
happened.
Out of The Young and the Restless. You couldn't make it up.
Exactly. Roosters 8, Bulldogs 0 as Triple M rocks the footy. Sunday Triple M NRL and a big game this afternoon. Panthers going for 8 in a row against the Raiders. That game we'll have for you live across the Triple M network. Dan's going to call that one for you. I think the Roosters have gone over. They have. Roosters lead the Dogs 12-0 on the Tyre Power scoreboard there. 133353 is our number. We always take your call from the beautiful Central Coast. I think Byron has called in. Byron, the platform is all yours. Go for your life.
Good afternoon, lads. I reckon, you should be singing the national anthem, but I reckon every hour on Grand Final Day.
Hang on.
In front of everybody.
Just say that again. You're not quite clear. Just a bit.
Mate, every hour on Grand Final Day. Not just once, mate. Every hour on the hour.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I won't be singing it every hour on the hour. It's a great idea. It's a great idea, Byron. Why would I sing it every hour? I don't even want to sing it once.
Hey, Byron, have you ever heard him sing? Do you think maybe we should get you to build out a couple of bars now so we can know whether or not Byron's got a good idea or not there, Maroon. Go on, give us the first verse.
I can't just break
what about,
a song
what about
like
a little
that.
Bit of Billy Joel?
I haven't. I've got to do my voice exercises before
red
I...
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather.
All that sort of thing. Yeah, I can't just...
Cow now, brown cow.
My voice is like an old HQ Holden. You can't just, you've got to warm it up before you take off out of the driveway.
Okay.
Not like a modern one. So
God, you come up with some excuses.
Well, you've been talking on the radio for now about 3 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're not warm now, when are you going to be warm?
Exactly. I've been talking for 3 hours, so it'd be ridiculous for me to break into song now. But Byron, great idea. I can assure you here now, I won't be singing every hour on the hour unless we get some sort of like $150,000 for a Men of League.
No, it was 20. Don't keep on raising the bar.
I said unless to do it every hour. And
well,
I haven't
it was 20, then you bumped it up to 50 in the ad break when we're off air, and now you've got it up to 150.
I thought I said if we get 20, I would give 5% to Men of League. Didn't I say that? Take the rest. Wasn't that what I said?
No.
Invoiced or cash, Maroon?
No, it's all going to Men of League, Anthony.
Yeah, of course it is.
I
don't know that I'll be doing it because as we've been down this road ad nauseum, the bet I made wasn't a bet for a start. For a start, it was not a bet. It was a statement, and the statement was... If Penrith or Parramatta make the finals, I'll sing the national anthem at the grand final. Mm. By that, I meant in the grand final before the start of the game. Now, when when I get a call from Todd Greenberg to say, "Can you sing before the grand final?" There might be something in it.
Okay,
but until then,
Todd, if you're listening, what's the number here?
133353.
There you go, Todd. Please.
Until then, let's let that go, eh?
I'll tell you what, Ryan was straight on. I think you were in the call with Anthony at the time, and when he made that statement,
I could not believe it. It was fraught with danger. It was outlandish, given his record.
What reputation? Because I said that stupid thing about the Roosters cheer girl. Who's going to do that? I'd rather be dead than do that.
Mm. Well, why say it?
I said it for a joke, you moron. Haven't you?
But you're not funny. So leave the jokes to the funny people then.
All right, well, I will do that. But I only said, who's going to put a rooster at 53 years old? Who's going to put a rooster's... who's going to put the rooster's colours on? I'd have to leave where I live. That'll never happen.
Well, one of your your mates from the Little Bay Bugle, I think his name's Johnny Cottle, he actually photoshopped up some images of you as a Roosters cheerleader. I think we've still got them.
Well, Johnny Cottle...
We could put those up on social media if
I'd love to. Send them to me, Charlie. I'll put them on my Instagram.
Johnny Cottle was a mate of mine until he did that. And he had been a mate of mine for some 45 years.
Johnny reckons you sent him the pictures.
No, it's he's a colourful Clavelli identity, Johnny Cottle.
Is that the vessel?
No, it's another bloke altogether. But look, Gordon... Oh, here's a tip. Stay out of my private life, okay? It doesn't
You've been into
you.
Mine all day.
Oh, nobody knows anything about you other than you go down to the Gold Coast and get a car once a month. That's about anything anyone knows about you, mate. Roosters 14, Dogs 0. We'll take a break and come back and wrap this up. Thank you very much.
For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
Sunday, Triple M NRL. 6.5 to halftime. Bulldogs are trailing the Roosters 14-0. Thanks to Tyre Power. James Hooper, Ryan Girdler, Gordon Tallis and Maroon. Earlier on in the show today, our ARL chairman of the ARL Commission, Peter Beattie, spoke to us on the show, and Paul Kent had some pertinent questions to ask him. Lots and lots of feedback about it, so we thought we'd replay that interview. And here it is as Triple M rocks the footy. Let's get the chairman of the ARL on to talk about what's some of the current issues in the game. Peter Beattie, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Thank you for having me, guys. What a beautiful day in Sydney, eh? And almost as good as Queensland.
Yeah,
that's right.
Don't say that, Peter.
Speaking of beautiful days, what about you? How was your holiday in the Kakadu?
No, I went to the Kimberleys.
Oh, the Kimberleys, was it?
For years, I promised my wife, and I thought, State of Origin's out of the road. There's a bit of a lull before we build up to the grand final, so idiot me decided to go away for a week. I'm going to tell you that phone reception in the Kimberleys is not very good, though.
Probably helped your holiday then, because I tell you what, it would have been ringing hot if you were back in Sydney.
Hey, well, Paul's right. But you know, I was trying to ring chairman of all the clubs and talk to all the clubs about an issue which no doubt you'll ask me about. So I've learnt the good and the bad about trying to make phone calls out of the Kimberleys. It's been educational.
So, Peter, let's get to it. Mark Coyne stood down yesterday because we understand he didn't have the full support of the 16 clubs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is one of the reasons, Paul. Yeah, I had a face-to-face meeting with Mark yesterday, and we talked through the various issues of the game. And one of the things about him, Paul, as you know him well, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He made a silly mistake in Singapore, but he's a good person. And he didn't want this distraction to continue because he thought it was damaging to rugby league. So what he did, he put his own personal interests behind those of rugby league. And if there are a lot more people doing that, then the game would be in a better place. That's all I can say to you, Paul. He did the right thing by rugby league.
Okay, can I ask you this then? If the independent commission was brought in to be independent, why do you listen to the clubs where a couple of them want to coin out? Why did you canvass the clubs?
Well, because at the end of the day, under the rules of the game, the members are the ones who can remove commissioners. And this was the case in relation to John Grant, you might remember, Paul.
Yeah.
So the 16 clubs, the two states and the 8 ARLC commissioners are the members. So they actually could, if they wanted to, they could remove the commissioner. They can remove me. Now, it seemed to me that if we were going to keep Mark, if Mark was going to stay on the commission, if the sensible thing to do was to ask the clubs and the members, because the clubs have got 16, if they decided to overrule us, then we'd all look like a pack of idiots. So the sensible thing to do was to actually ask the clubs what their view was, because under the rules, they had the power. And Paul, the commissioner...
But the majority, Peter, the majority of the clubs wanted him to stay.
As it turned out, that's right. But you asked me why I consulted them, Paul. That's why I did. And you've got to remember that once a commissioner's appointed, the commission itself, the ARLC, can't sack them. All they can do is use persuasion or wait until their term expires. So, mate, that's why I asked them. You're right. As it turned out, a slight majority were in favour of Mark staying, but he took the view, look, if he's on the commission, he needed the unanimous support of the clubs. Now, you'd have to ask Mark about that, but I respect his decision, because what he didn't want to be, Paul, was divisive for the game.
Yeah, I get
that. You've covered this game for a long time, mate. You know that there are very few people who would actually do that, put the game ahead of themselves, and he did. He's a good bloke.
Let me ask you this, then. Who replaces him, Peter? The clubs that wanted him out, who's their guy that they're going to put forward now to replace him? Because with due respect to yourself and the rest of the people on the commission, there's been a,
I suppose a teething period with the commission where we've had people on there who haven't quite done the job that the game has needed. Let's remember, I think the first 5 years of the commission, they ruled the game pretty poorly. I think we're just starting to get to where we need to, well, at least in the direction we need to go. Mark Coyne was part of that. Now he's gone. We have to find somebody else.
Well, that's the headache, and you're right. Mark was an excellent commissioner. And what I'm saying today, Paul, is we're not going to rush this. I mean, if it takes until the end of the year to get the right person, we will. We've got 7 out of 8 commissioners. We can handle and manage the game with those without any difficulty. It's a headache. And in fact, Paul, what I'm also saying today is this. I'm going to talk to all the clubs in the states about changing the rule. Right at the moment, as you know, there's a disqualification of three years. If you're on the board of the Broncos, like Darren Lockyer, for example, he can't become a commissioner. Now, under the AFL doesn't have this rule. We've got to get rid of that rule because it means that a whole lot of people who are good people out in club land can't go on the commission because they've got to be off that club for 3 years. And that's just crazy in my view. So I'm going to go back and talk, and that's why I'm going to delay in consultation with the other commissioners, I'm going to delay this appointment until we've at least talked to the leaders of the game and say to the clubs and the states, guys, we need to change this rule. I mean, it means that Nick Pappas from South can't come on. I gave you Darren Rock. There's a string of people that you guys can list longer than me who ought to be considered to go on the commission to do exactly the job you're talking about, Paul. Mm. But they are excluded. Now, that rule is just nuts in anybody's language. But I've tried to get it changed. I've failed up till now. Whether I fail again just remains to be seen. But I'm going to have the conversation because we have to get the best people sitting around the table.
Well, the absurdity of that rule is that anybody that cares about rugby league genuinely is already involved in the game. Yet to put on the commission, we have to find somebody who we believe cares about the game, but they haven't cared enough about the game to have had any formal involvement in the past 3 years.
Well, you see, that's my argument. I just think you've got people who are obviously committed to the game. They're working in it. They've gone to a club. They're exactly what you're exactly right, Paul. They're the people we want to consider for the commission. Makes no sense to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is the members as a whole who make this decision, and certain people have got veto rights. So, you know, I've got to work this through, and I'm determined to do that. I've got to find a better way to obviously think about how to do it because I've failed up till now on it. But we need to change the rule, and that is the biggest obstacle, in my view, to ensuring long-term commissioners who not only know the game, love the game, but can give it the leadership it needs.
But is the game in good hands?
It is now. Look, the commission's been working really, really well, and I want to, you know, pay tribute to the hard work that the commissioners are all putting in. We have a good commission now, and it does work its guts out. I mean, they do work hard, Paul. But the reality is, I worry long-term that we've got to change that rule to continue to get good people and get good people with club experience. See, Paul, we don't have anyone on the commission who's had club experience. Now, I know that there was the history of this where, you know, there's an argument about the clubs having too much power and all that sort of nonsense. We've got the best relationship now that's existed between the clubs and the commission, and that's one of the reasons I consulted them. I want to continue that. But we need someone with club experience on that commission, in my view.
Look, Peter, years ago, before the commission era, we began to argue about the welfare of the game. We began to argue that we needed more people with business experience involved in rugby league. So when the new commission came in, they went out and did that. And they got a lot of people who have never been sighted off nobbies as far as rugby league goes. And they came in on the commission. I've been in the game for 20 years by the time they came in. I hardly knew any of them. And over their tenure, hardly got to know any of them because they hid in back rooms and you couldn't talk to them. Then we realised after 5 years of $1 billion broadcast deal, at the end of 5 years, there's no money in the bank, there's no assets bought, there's less people playing the game, less people watching the game. So they've basically spent $1 billion over 5 years. Work it out. That works out to a couple of million bucks, a little bit under $4 million a week they spent on the game. $4 million a week spent on the game, and they have nothing to show for it. So we soon figured out that it's not business people we need. It's not rugby league people we need. We need people who know the business of rugby league. And yet we have this rule in place that forbids people who have been involved in the game to get involved with the commission unless they've had a 3-year break from the game. It just does not make sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. And that's and I don't disagree with you about us not owning anything. I mean, you know that Gary Weiss and the Commission and Nick Politis has been on about this for some time, about getting investment. But, of course, the last deal makes that really hard. What we're trying to do is to get an investment committee has been established to try and get another revenue stream for the game.
But they've been given no money.
Well, no, that's exactly right. It's bloody hard to try and do it now, bearing in money that, in mind the money's been dispersed as part of the agreement, the four-way split of the money. Mm. And you're absolutely right. So, you know, we've got very little to do because very little to invest because the money's being distributed four ways.
You've got no money to invest.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I was sort of fluffing my lines there, but that's what I'm trying to say. In the end, we need to find a way to do that, and the game's got to face up to that. We've set up this meeting to start looking at it. But bearing in mind, we actually don't own anything. I mean, that's just a bloody disgrace. We've got a building that's leased, but we don't own anything. And after the amount of money that the game has got from broadcast rights, it's a disgrace. Now, I'm not going to argue with you, Paul. When you're right, you're right. When you're wrong, I'll argue with you, but on this, you're right. So we are... This is the sort of thing we've got to try and correct. Now, we've got good people on the commission now with that sort of business experience. We had two people, or we've got two. We had two. We got Wayne Pearce and we had, obviously, Mark Coyne, two people with considerable football experience. And Mark, we had business experience as well. Now, we've lost one of those, and that's the loss to the game. And that's why I want to take our time to actually find the right replacement. That's why we've got to change this rule. And I've put it on the agenda, and, you know, some people might think that's not wise, but it is wise. We have to have this sensible discussion and debate in the game and say, let's change this bloody rule because it is just holding the game back long term.
Well, Pete, credit to you for standing up and answering some tough questions in obviously what's a difficult circumstance. We want to finish on a lighter note, and our esteemed host of this program, Anthony Maroon, has been writing checks with his mouth that his body can't cash for a change. We'll just bring out the speed. Just have a little listen to some of this audio from a couple of weeks ago.
What a let off there for Blake Ferguson. It was an error. I'd love to see the coach replay there, but he'll be buying that referee a beer at the end of the night.
I tell you what, if either of these two sides finish in the top eight, I'll sing the national anthem at the grand final.
Oh, here we go. You're going to make another veiled promise, yeah? You won't come through with it.
Come through with it, yeah.
So, Pete, that was the game between the Eels and the Panthers at Bank West, and as we now know... both sides are firmly entrenched in the top eight at present. So if those sides do finish in the final series, Anthony just wants you to tick off that he can sing the national anthem at the Triple M outside broadcast final day.
Pete, if you've go on, mate.
My only nervousness about that is it may discourage people buying tickets to the grand final.
Yeah, where's your comeback, Maroon?
That's all right.
We'll give them away.
So, Pete, in closing, I said I would sing the national anthem at the grand final. If you or Todd or anyone require me in there to sing it at the grand final, will be more than happy to sing the national anthem at the grand final. I didn't say I'd sing it out the front. I didn't say I'd sing it at Budgie Woy or at the AFL grand final. I said I would sing it at the grand final. So we'll see if we can't make that happen. Obviously, we can't. Peter will...
there's room in the bench, Todd. That's what they think about it. It's not just like
Good on you, Peter. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure, guys. All the best.
Peter Beattie joining us on Sunday Triple M NRL. We've got Hoops, we've got Ryan Girdler, and, of course, Gordon Tallis. Half-time, the Doggies and the Roosters. We'll get a score update for you from that game, but the Roosters doing it quite comfortably at the moment. And we'll come back and wrap things up. Hand it over to Dan Ganane on Sunday Triple M NRL. Sunday Triple M NRL right across the Triple M network. Download the app now at triplem.com.au. Get ready for finals football, which is still 6 to 7 weeks away, but you can get ready for it. It's going to be a big series. Today it's Gerds, it's Hoops, it's Gordon Tallis. Halftime, Roosters 14, Dogs 0. That game there, Roosters 14, 0. The game we are calling this afternoon with Dan and the boys, Penrith and the Raiders. Gerds, can your Panthers make it 8 straight?
Oh, look, it'll certainly be a challenge for them this afternoon. But, yeah, look, I give them a really good chance out there. Disappointing that we're not going to see the battle between Bateman and Kickow that would have been on the same side of the field. But the way that the Penrith side played last week against the Dragons, I think it was probably their best performance in 12 months. And the way that their halves connected and the way they really attacked with purpose, I think if they can put a performance like that together Against any side, they'll be really competitive. The Raiders defended their way to victory last week after starting well against the Tigers, and then their scramble, some of the late efforts from Caesar and Croker to shore up that victory for them. They were gallant. They'll be looking to come up there and get the points. They won their last clash in round eight convincingly, but Penrith have got six different players in their starting side now, and we know how far they've come in that time. If I'm the Panthers, I'm attacking Papali. I think for the Raiders, he's the man that needs to be stopped. I mean, it's the head of the snake, and he needs to be cut down. And I think if they can take him out and look after him, not just the way that he runs, but his ball playing and also his presence there defensively, I think they're a chance.
Do you reckon he's had his best season, Papali, without doubt. And also club form? He's been a colossus.
Played a lot of footy, though, too, Hoops. And yeah. They didn't start him. Sticky didn't start him last week, put him on the bench, and they started Denamis Louis. That worked out, obviously, pretty well for him. But interesting to see whether they give him another start on the bench or whether they give him a rest in the coming weeks, because if they're going to feature in the finals, which they obviously are, he's going to be a big part of what they do, and they want to make sure he's fresh. So some big decisions for Ricky in the next few weeks.
It's a great rivalry, Gordy. These two, the last couple of decades, have played 43 times. Panthers have won 22, Raiders have won 21. Who do you like, Gordy?
I think I like the Raiders. The way they attacked last week in the first half and the way they defended in the second half, the Tigers had a real shot at them, and they started to come in, as what Gerd's alluded to, just the scramble defence with all the boys playing, and some of their players are in career best form, and Papali's one of them, mate. He's just getting through a lot of minutes, a lot of quality minutes, never gets knocked over, never gets put on his back. Their kicking game's great. Their back guys, mate, the English boys are having a go, and I think their hooker, you know, Hodson, he's just going to go to another level. I think, you know, in the past, he's had to control everything. I think now he can take a back seat a bit, Gerds, and, you know, pick his times, and I think the Raiders are a real dark horse.
The good thing for the good news for the Panthers is young Liam Martin comes back into their side. So even though Kickow is out, we saw Liam Martin played when Panthers were struggling in the sort of early part of the season. He was one of the shining lights, and I think on the back of some of his performances, you know, he really put some of those other more experienced players on notice. And last time he played out there on the left, he got man of the match. It was probably about 6 or 7 weeks ago. So he's been out for a couple of weeks now, so he'll come back into that side. He might be a little bit underdone, given the fact that I think he's had like 3 weeks off. Yeah. But that is good news for the boys from the West.
Hoops?
I just love the rivalry and the history between these two clubs. So you go back to 1990 and then obviously 91, and they shared a grand final apiece, and they're two grand finals that go down in folklore as two of the best. Certainly 91, when it was Penrith's first ever title, they still celebrate that to this day. I think Royce Simmons is still working his way around Emu Plains and Sinclair and all those sort of joints. Colleton just trying to make sure that he has a beer with everybody. But I'm leaning slightly towards the Raiders maroon based on the fact that there is no Viliami Kickout for the Panthers. I think he's a big, big out. And also based on the fact that I know the Panthers have been winning. Their most comprehensive victory of the season was last weekend against the Dragons. They beat the Roosters and the Rabbits without Origin players and some other injuries. So I reckon this is their biggest test, and I just think the Raiders might be a little shandy in front of them at this point in their preparation.
Okay, Hoops, we'll let you go now, mate. It's time for you to go home and have a little bit of a rest.
No, Anthony, I'm going on to Fox League, and we've got the big league wrap on with Yvonne Sampson, Mick Ennis, and Moses Mbai is our special guest this evening. So I know you'll be tuning in because you're a big 502 Fox League fan.
Absolutely love it. Rugby league, I'm all about it. Well, I hope you put in a little bit more than you did here today, Hoops. That's all I'm going to say on party.
Anthony, it's been a pleasure. You always save your best till last.
I wish you could say the same. I wish I could say the same.
3 hours of power with you. Yeah. I'm just glad, Gordy, that we got to bring the cash register jingle back.
Yeah, I wish I could.
It was a travesty that it was taken away.
Absolutely. Mate, we've achieved something today. We're getting small steps. We're getting a little bit of traction with Anthony. And I just got a text message from Delta Goodrum. She's happy to give you some lessons.
Happy days.
And they reckon that, you know, the PM, Scott Morrison, obviously, you know, hurt his hand Banging the Esky on the Sharks win the other night. They reckon he's made contact with Scott Geddes to see what you do about sore hands, because his hands apparently really sore after your sessions.
God, thank God this is only one day a week, eh? Have a good call this afternoon, Gerds. You too, Gordy.
And we'll
hand you over to Dan. Call this afternoon, Panthers, Raiders, as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.